This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because I think that we do have a generational divide, especially on the last day of school for a lot of people out there. Oh, is today your guys' last day?
Is that it?
No, but it is graduation day.
Ah.
So it's been a little hectic around our house.
Yeah, it's our last day of school over there. Everybody's moving on up.
The younger ones all have until like next Wednesday for
Ooh.
Us.
Yeah. Ooh. Well,
we take heat days.
That's the end. Oh.
That's not why, but.
Oh. Well, it's the end of the line for us. So everybody who made it to the end of another year, congratulations on all your success. And for everybody graduating, congratulations on all your success. Get out there and get a job. Coming up at 8 o'clock, a man who has a job who's gainfully employed, Daryl Ryder, joins us on the show. Will Shador Sanders get team reps? And the new look, DeJuan Jones. I don't know if anybody's seen some of the video out there of him at OTAs. He looks like he's lost 50 pounds. He looks fantastic right now. And you know that this is a pro DeJuan Jones show. We love him. And I'm looking forward to what his season is. Because I know that they're not moving at full speed in any of the videos. I didn't get a chance to see him this last week. But he's looking fantastic. I want to ask Nathan Zagura about DeJuan Jones coming up at 9:02 as well. So, like, is it guaranteed that Shador is going to make the team and start a game this year? Because I think a lot of Browns fans are like, absolutely. But when you listen to some of the stuff nationally, when you hear some of the clips and some of the things that are said, I throw my hands up in the air. I go, what are we missing? Like, I know that every now and then you and I'm going to get to the phones here in a second. You and I ask, are you and I in the bubble about some of this stuff? Are we in a Cleveland bubble and we don't see it from a national perspective? So you try to see it, and I go, man, there's people having a fight that I just don't think that is going to happen here. Not between Browns fans. That Shador Sanders is going to make this roster, and he is, because of just the circumstances of everything, he's going to start a game. It's not whether or not he should start a game has ever been my argument. My argument's always been, hopefully he's ready and they don't just throw him out there to the wolves and put him in a spot to not succeed whatsoever. That my definition of success and a lot of other people's definition of success are different. They just want to win a game. I want to see whether or not he can conduct an offense and play well and do those things. Because he was able to do it in college, and all of a sudden there was a bunch of NFL teams that said he couldn't do it. Brian Daboll and the Giants leading that charge. But do you think that you and I are wrong here? Because I'm just like, yeah, there's three quarterback spots. He and Dylan Gabriel get two of them. And then there's probably going to be a conversation to be had about Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. That, to me, is the argument. Who gets that first week starter spot, and then who probably gets traded? It's not about whether Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders are going to make the team. They're going to make the team. But when it comes to the other two guys, is one going to get traded, and which one is going to start the season for the Cleveland Browns, Anthony?
I would be stunned if Shador doesn't get a game, at least a game. Because again, this is not a season where we have big time Super Bowl aspirations. It would be a totally different scenario if that were the case. But because I think this is in many ways a pivot year, a rebuild, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We know that this is maybe this in between year where the veterans that we've come to know and love over the Baker run, right? The playoff run and then the Joe Flacco run, like most of them are going to be gone. This is Betonio's last year. This is going to be Conklin's last year in Cleveland, most likely, right? Chubb is already done, it looks like. So you're just going one by one. I expect them to have, and who knows about JOK, I expect this to be a completely different team next year. So because of that, of course you're going to play young guys. More specifically, you're going to play young quarterbacks. That just makes sense.
216-474-0092. Frank in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, Frank. Go ahead.
I just don't understand why everybody with it. I guess, let's say this, you know, and y'all afternoon host, man, he be killing me. Like, he don't like you. I don't understand it, man.
Whoa. Slow down.
Yeah,
who doesn't Nick?
Who is saying what?
I be saying, man, Nick be acting like he, you know what I'm saying? Nick don't be sounding too good about Shador, man. is like he be joking about him. Like,
That'll change. That'll change. He'll
make me so mad.
You know,
I'll be like, dude.
Again, Nick changes with every other sentence he says, and I'm sure that people will make a big deal, and then he'll act like he was there from the very beginning.
I don't want to be talking about y'all employees.
Just wait until the preseason when it comes to Nick, Frank. He'll come around. Trust me. Go ahead with everything else.
Hey, if he do turn out to be good, man, y'all talking about hearing from his father. We gonna hear from him if he turn out to be good, and he gonna kill us after that rookie contract over. I'm gonna need my first round rookie money y'all was supposed to give me, and I'm gonna need that Deshaun Watson.
But if he's good enough, I don't care. I don't care about that.
Me, I don't care who really quarterback, man. And where everybody with it, I didn't like Kenny Pickett, but that game that he put us and scorched us when our defense was good. I know Stefanski can coach bum quarterbacks, man. It's scary that Kenny Pickett is here, man.
Wait a minute. We had a nighttime game against Kenny Pickett once, and he was throwing to people that I don't think are alive. Like, he was throwing to completely ghost spaces. Which game did he torch us in?
Wasn't it a day game?
I swear to God, I don't remember. I remember Doc Hodges beat us.
300-some yards. I think he – or did he try to come – no, he ain't come back that Monday night game because I was at that game. It was a day game. I think he killed us that first year or something.
You got to look it up. Frank, thank you very much for the call. You're going to have to look it up. There is something when it comes to Kenny Pickett I totally agree with Nick on. I just don't want to see him change his opinion on that one. That one's coming up later.
I was just going to say quickly, last year – they went through five starting quarterbacks. In 2023, they went through five starting quarterbacks. 2022, two. 2021, three. Then it was Baker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All year, Baker all year. But this is, and the way it's trending around the NFL too, because you've seen more quarterbacks used each and every year, even middle of the road teams are just flying through quarterbacks. So the odds are that, Shador is going to play and start. And depending on what happens, I mean, you know, Dylan Gabriel too.
Well, going back to what he was just saying, I know what I said about Nick just a moment ago. There was a thing. Can you bring up the Adidi clip if you want to? Because I know that they're trying to win some football games here. And I'm going to ask Daryl about this coming up at 8:02, but I'm hearing a couple of different things here from a couple of different people that I just don't understand. Is where I think that, I think that we're trying to figure out between four different QBs which one's going to give us any sort of a shot for the future or whether or not we just need to take a QB in next year and use the two first-round picks. I think that that's going to be a conversation that's in the back of our mind the entire time and something we have the entire regular season. But when it comes to like a guy like Kenny Pickett, I think a lot of fans feel the same way I do. I don't have very much hope for Kenny Pickett whatsoever. I want him to do well now because he's in a Cleveland Browns uniform and he used to play for the Steelers, and I'd love to stick it to the Steelers, but I have no faith. So I'm just trying to be as realistic as possible, thinking, yeah, I think that this isn't the worst roster in the NFL. I think that if they can follow along and run the offense, they can win six games. But I also know that, hey, the bottom tends to fall out on this thing more often than not. And that means that you will get to a point where, naturally you're going to see Shador Sanders or you're going to see Dylan Gabriel. So when Aditi, who I love, when she says this, I start to be thrown off a little bit. Go ahead.
This is a huge opportunity for Kenny Pickett. We are making every excuse for him in saying perhaps he was overdrafted, perhaps expectations were too high, perhaps he was in an extremely dysfunctional offense, perhaps he didn't have any support. All of these things we are saying, right? Yeah. I'm saying perhaps. In my mind, these were all definite. But okay, he went the Sam Darnold route. He went to a functional organization where he got great coaching. When I talked to Nick Sirianni, he said that Kenny Pickett took advantage of it also. So now here's your chance. Just like Sam Darnold went to Minnesota and showed, hey, I'm not the guy you thought I was with the Jets, Kenny's got a chance to go out there and say, I'm not the guy that you wrote me off as in Pittsburgh.
I think I know where you're thinking on this, Anthony, but I just want to nail it down one more again. Here's Aditi on Pickett's, and this is here on 93.7 The Fan over in Pittsburgh. Here's Aditi on Pickett's experience with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
People doubt it when I say this or mock me for when I say it. It's actually a pretty common feeling, a pretty common sentiment in the football world that Kenny Pickett was drafted into a situation that was as far from supportive and as far from positive for a young quarterback as there could be. It was a completely dysfunctional offense with an offensive coordinator who was in over his head. As Terry Bradshaw said, didn't have great offensive line play, didn't have a great run game. There was no support system for a young quarterback.
So that was all bad and true about the Pittsburgh Steelers' experience with Kenny Pickett, or Kenny's experience with the Steelers. Of all those words, what doesn't describe the Browns over these last so many years? Lack of support, lack of stability, the stable organization, where Sam Darnold, he went on to Minnesota. We're not in the same boat as Minnesota. I think that that's been proven here. Now, I think that Kevin Stefanski is a better offensive coordinator than Ken Dorsey. I do think that Mike Bloomgren will be an improvement over what you dealt with Andy Dickerson halfway through the year, and then there was just ghost coaching there for that way. I think that that will be somewhat of an improvement, but who am I, and Nick said the same thing yesterday, who am I to say that we're in a much better position than that team? I don't think we can.
I totally forgot about Ken Dorsey already, the Ken Dorsey experience.
Well, it was a disaster. Who am I to say that we're in a much better situation than that is?
I think most people would say that Stefanski is a much better offensive mind than, you know, a lot of what Pittsburgh has had to work with over the last how many years. With that said, though, it hasn't been a lot of great stuff to write about or talk about.
It hasn't.
When it comes to the Browns offense recently.
And I think that there's been some positives here, but certainly much more positives than what they've had in the past, but it's still been overwhelmingly negative when it's been bad. And it's been very bad at times here, to the point where people are surprised that people even have jobs. And I can't say anything based on the Pittsburgh experience. And then when it comes to Philadelphia, guys, the only things that we have really in common with the Philadelphia Eagles is that you do have family members of Andrew Berry who worked there, and Andrew Berry worked there. Okay, that's a tie. And they're both NFL football teams, and that's about it. We do not have much in common with the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia has clearly defined people who are in charge of their football team and clearly defined people who are in charge in their locker room as players. We do not have that. They have a good quarterback. We do not know what we have in far as good quarterbacks. They have bona fide stars on defense. We got a couple. And then I think there's a bunch of guys we're hoping with. Same thing with offense. What on earth do we have in common with the Philadelphia Eagles? So I can't compare Kenny Pickett's Philadelphia Eagles experience to the Browns. I can try to make a comparison with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it's not positive. So this whole thing about the Kenny Pickett experience is going to be much better, that's a sell job. That is not an expectation. My expectation for Kenny Pickett is more of the same. I hope I'm wrong, but I can only go by what I've seen with both the Browns offense and Kenny Pickett's offense with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I do think Kevin Stefanski is worlds better than Matt Canada and Ken Dorsey. But is Kenny Pickett going to be able to do the things that are necessary to get the job and hold on to the job when he doesn't have Philadelphia's defense or offensive line or all the other things that Philadelphia has had when he was a backup for them and had to play some games because of Jalen Hurts being injured? No, I don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.